3 days the oil finish, and he didn't call it a barrel of oil, he called it a bar of oil.
Wow. She might have said barrel too. I know she said bow and arrow. She was real Dutch. She came over when she was 3, mm-hmm. but she didn't speak Dutch. She just spoke English the way everybody else spoke English where she grew up.
That's like talking about that Englishman. There was a doctor here by the name of Wingett, Dr. Wingett. And I was working down here in the dry goods store, and he'd borrowed a book off of this doctor. He brought the book back and went up to his office, and he wasn't there, and he came down on the street with the book and saw a doctor in the store, and he came in there and he says, this Englishman says, Doctor, yes, sir. He says, I want to return you your book. And he says, I want you to know that it afforded me much pleasure.
Well, that's a pretty elegant way to say he liked it, isn't it? My grandmother used to be tickled. They lived in a little logging town in northern Michigan when she was first married, and the Episcopal Church sent a missionary. What in the world did he do? Sent a missionary over to this little town. And here they had half a dozen churches in it, but it tickled her to think that the English thought they were all heathens. And they were horrified. He'd play cards with them, and they thought that just wasn't right for a preacher to play cards. It didn't bother him a bit. Something is, not a tree, but sort of low-growing and comes up and spreads out. You say it's not a tree, but a
bush.
Uh-huh. I'm going to fool him. I thought I could park that little rambler up there a ways and get it dented.
Oh, you could, yeah, sure. You could park it up far now. Yeah. There have been a few of them dented up there.
I think I'm down here far enough.
Oh, yeah, you're down.
Twist it out. Let's see now, some family terms. Mrs. is your what?
Your wife.
And you are what?
Her husband, of course.
And the woman whose husband is dead?
She deceased.
Well?
He's deceased.
He's deceased and she's a what?
She's living.
Well, what would you say she is? She's not a married.
Oh, widow. Huh? She'd be a widower. Widow, I mean. She'd be a widow.
Let's see, Mr. The Mr. for you was your
father.
What'd you call him?
Called him Dad.
And what'd you call your mother?
Mother. A lot of kids used to call their mother Ma.
Yeah. And let's see, your mother and your father were your
parents.
How about your father's father? What'd you call him?
Grandfather. I never knew him.
How about your father's mother?
Never saw her.
Your mother's mother, mother's father?
No, I've never seen him. I never saw him either.
Your mother's
mother?
He was
grandfather.
Did you ever see your mother's mother?
No.
What would you call her?
Grandmother.
And, let's see, if you had a girl, she would be your
daughter.
And she wouldn't be a boy, she'd be a
girl.